Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Looking forward to a mild stretch of weather, and we'll hit 60 tomorrow, maybe a little warmer than that, heading into the weekend. Larry Richard with anchorman Paul Rasmussen, and we welcome the Maxwell Football Club's National High School Football Player of the Year, Matt Sigg from Fort Cherry, who joins us on our live stream. You can see him at kdkradio.com, presented by Metropolitan Window Company and our KDK Radio YouTube page. Matt, we appreciate you, before you go to school, spending a little time with us. Congratulations. That is one remarkable achievement. How are you feeling this morning?
I'm great. How are you? I appreciate you guys having me on this morning.
I've heard about you. I've seen videos of our own Ben Tenuta and our coverage on our high school football game of the week. You've been a great player. And for those that don't know, at Fort Cherry, the work you have done this year, your senior year with the Rangers, 2,259 all-purpose yards, 30 touchdowns. You're the leading passer and rusher all-time at Fort Cherry. And you also hold the WPIAL touchdown record with 139 career TDs. How do you do it, man?
A lot of preparation, hard work, and great people around me, great coaches, great teammates, and a great support system that helped me every step of the way throughout my whole journey, and just a lot has gone into it, and just super thankful to be blessed with amazing support pieces around me.
Well, Matt, I had an interesting conversation with a West Virginia season ticket holder yesterday afternoon who was pretty excited about the idea that you're going to play for the Mountaineers. And what kind of role do you see yourself playing with that team? I mean, we're talking about Rich Rodriguez here. That's a high-octane offense.
Mm-hmm. It was an interesting opportunity because I'm going to be able to play both sides of the ball, which is something I really wanted, playing in college. I want to be able to play safety on defense and, be physical and cover people and do what I do best on that side of the ball. And then a lot of my success in high school has been on the offensive side of the ball. So kind of being able to keep the ball in my hands and try to make plays for the offense too was something that I found really interesting and really enticing about, the opportunity at West Virginia with Coach Rodriguez.
And for those that don't know, it's common in high school to have several players play both sides of the ball. It's pretty rare, really rare, at the collegiate level, especially with a Power Four team. So I'm sure you heard from other schools. Why did you choose WVU?
I just thought, like I just said, playing both sides of the ball was really enticing to me, and I think Coach Rodriguez is really building something special back there. He had a lot of success early on in his career there. And I think he's going to get back to that relatively soon. And I want to be a part of, building that. And it's very close to home. It's only about 45 to an hour from my house. So the whole family and being able to come and watch me, my friends, having just access to, whoever I need from home, whenever I need them. That was a big part of it for me. And I truly believe in Coach Rodriguez and what he's doing to rebuild the program, and I'm excited to, help take that next step with it.
Matt, I'm curious to know how did you get started with football? What was it that drew you to the sport?
I'd say probably my dad. My dad, he's coached football for 26 years now. He was a coach at Keystone Oaks until I was in seventh grade, and then he came to coach at Fort Cherry with Coach Gary. So I think he was my inspiration. A lot of my love for football from a young age, just going to practices with him and, just being there with him in summer workouts and during the season and on the sidelines on Friday nights. I was always a ball boy or a water boy or whatever. and just, you know, watching the game with him, those are, you know, some of my earliest memories and special to me. And I think that was where, you know, my love for the game really started. And shout out to him. He listens to guys every morning at
obviously
to work. So.
Obviously a gifted man with great taste. We appreciate that very much. You thank your dad for us too. And that said, outside of football, what are you studying? What's going to be your chosen career otherwise at WVU?
Yeah, I'm studying in general business. I'm not positive what I want to do with that when I'm older, but I figure just, you know, get a degree in that, and then, you know, maybe along the line in college or down the road somewhere, I'll kind of get a better feel for what I want to do in the real world, and, you know, just kind of use that to, you know, for the future.
Well, that sounds really smart, and take it from Paul and I, push off going to the real world as long as possible with your athletic
career.
Right.
That's the goal. That's definitely the goal.
Yeah, man, just have fun, and I assume you're a big Steelers fan, right?
Oh, yeah. I was at the game on Sunday. That was a fun one.
Hey, do you have a prediction on Monday night?
The Steelers don't lose on Monday night, so go Steelers.
All right, Matt. We'll let you get to school. We appreciate you taking time, and so thrilled for you and your family as the Maxwell Football Club High School Player of the Year in America. That sounds really cool. So, Matt, congrats again.
Thank you. I appreciate you guys.
You got it.
Yeah, Larry, one other note about Matt here. He has won 2 Whippeal championships at Fort Cherry, and he's the second player in Whippeal history with more than 4,000 rushing and 4,000 career passing yards. Amazing.
Incredible talent. Matt Sigg, remember the name, from right here at Fort Cherry. All right, once a week at this time, our producer Aaron Farragonio tests our knowledge. Now, we've always said Paul, Total Recall Paul, has an extraordinary capacity for knowledge. I'll give you credit on that. So
now I got to live that down.
So I have a lifeline in this, and that is Leah. Leah, good morning. Welcome to the Big K Morning Show.
Good morning.
Our subject, our theme, as dictated to us by Aaron, New Year's moments in history, traditions. So that's, can you handle that, Leah?
I think so.
Because I may lean on you.
All right.
All right, Aaron.
All right, and we're talking around the world. Also, since this is a new year, we're going to start the record clean, okay? So you both have no points going into the year, and Larry, you're going to answer this one first.
All right, by the way, just for the record, it was Paul who won last year.
Mm-hmm. It was Paul who won last year.
All right, we'll hold Leah there. She's obviously moving around.
All right. First question. In New York, we're all familiar with the infamous ball drop. What year did the ball drop for the first time?
Do I have?
I'm going to give you multiple choice.
Oh, okay.
Okay. A, 1918. B, 1920. Or C, 1907.
I'm going to say 1920.
Okay. Paul?
I'll go with the 1907, I guess. Yeah.
Anchorman's got it. First question. Ding, ding, ding. Okay.
I don't like him.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Question number two. This is a funny one. Which country carries empty suitcases around a block at midnight to ensure a year of travel? Paul, you're going to go first. These are Latin American countries.
Okay.
Okay. And this is just a flat-out answer.
This
I'm going to let you go
empty
first.
Empty suitcases, right?
Empty suitcases.
Okay. Yeah, but it's not multiple choice.
No, it's just a flat-out Latin American countries, flat-out answer.
Yeah, I'll go with Argentina.
Okay, Larry?
I'm going to go, Leah, do you know my lifeline?
Oh, I don't know this one.
It starts with a C. Maybe let's give Paul a Go ahead. Go ahead, Leah.
I was going to say Colombia.
And I'll go with Chile then.
I'll go with Leah.
Leah's right.
Hey! Oh! All right, it's 1-1.
I love that so much. Okay, and then last question, Paul. No, Larry, you're going first.
Okay.
How many times do temple bells ring in Japan to welcome the new year? I'll give you multiple choice, 110, 115, or 108.
How many times do temple bells ring in
Japan to welcome the new year?
Hmm.
115, 110, or 108?
Leah, do you have a clue?
I want to say 108 because 8 can be a lucky number in Asian culture.
I like.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Like the way she's saying, I'll go with 108 with Leah.
Yeah,
Paul.
And I think Leah's right. I was going to say 08 as well.
Okay. So Paul won the first question. Larry and Leah won the second, and everybody won question number 3.
Way to go, Leah.
Great job,
guys.
So
it's a tie. I was saved by my lifeline.
Yes. Great job.
Leah, where do you live? What part of town?
I live in Forest Hills.
And what do you do, if I may ask?
I'm a principal of a school.
Oh, you're a smart educator.
There you have it.
An administrator and a leader and a brilliant guest on Are You Smarter Than an Anchor Man? You're going to get a $25 gift certificate to Coons Family Markets.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you for joining us. All right. See, I got lucky.
I got to tell you something. Leah needs to try out for Jeopardy because, honestly, that was a Jeopardy-level response when she knew that the number 8 was considered lucky in Asian culture. That's
brilliant.
The kind of answer you would give on Jeopardy.
How about her knowing that?
Yep, and that's what I'm talking about.
How about her knowing Columbia?
Mm-hmm.
Just off of a guess, it seems.
I would have been a complete loser without either way. All right, in the midst of all the gravity of the news, in the midst of that yesterday came the news about new guidelines for your food and nutrition. Here's CBS's Bradley Blackburn.
My message is clear. Eat real food.
At a White House briefing, Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. introduced new guidelines that emphasize eating proteins, fresh vegetables, dairy products, and whole grains, while cutting back on processed foods and added sugar.
These guidelines replace corporate-driven assumptions with common sense goals and gold standard scientific integrity. These new guidelines will revolutionize our nation's food culture and make America healthy again.
It comes with a new graphic depicting an upside-down version of the familiar food pyramid. The new design puts protein, dairy, healthy fats, and fruits and vegetables at the top and places whole grains at the bottom.
We are ending the war on saturated fats. Diets rich in vegetables and fruits reduce disease risk more effectively than many drugs.
Will these guidelines make Americans healthier?
Only if they're followed and people don't eat too many calories. If they keep portions small, if they're not eating ultra-processed foods, that should help a lot. But if they're gorging on meat and high-fat dairy products, I think we're back to the 1950s.
Marion Nessel is a professor of nutrition, food studies, and public health at New York University. She questions the focus on protein, saying Americans already get enough, but applauds the message on processed foods.
It's a terrific message, and I wish that it were accompanied by a very strong message to choose healthier proteins from plants.
In a statement, the American Medical Association said the new guidelines spotlight the need to avoid the highly processed foods, sugar-sweetened beverages, and excess sodium that fuel heart disease, diabetes, obesity, and other chronic illnesses. Bradley Blackburn, CBS News, New York.
I'm not seeing French fries on here. What?
That's correct.
That is my kryptonite, man.
It is. For me, too. And I haven't had some French fries in quite some time.
Fresh cut fries? Come on, man.
Yeah, right out of the fryer. The fresher, the better.
That is just... Aaron, do you like fries?
I recently have taken on a big fixation on French fries, so I'm here with you guys.
All right. So if you're going to use a cheat code on this list.
Well, let me just ask you, if you had one last chance to have French fries, where would you get them?
Oh, that's a great question. Kennywood.
Okay. Ooh.
Potato patch.
There
consistent.
You go. Loaded?
Yeah. Loaded up. And I know, if you know you're going anyway,
hey, I'll tell you not? What. I mean, the first time I tried it, I couldn't finish the container. It was too much for me. I mean, they put a lot of food in that little bucket there.
They do, but so good.
I get an idea. Why don't they put French fries on a sandwich?
Mmm. Imagine that.
Who'd have thunk it?
They think we're nuts in other places.
Let them think what they want.
Yeah. Good for Manny's. This is the Big K Morning Show, and every Thursday at this time, it's been a few weeks. We welcome Dr. Mike Hutchinson of Animal General, LaSalle Plaza in Cranberry. And Happy New Year, Doc. Haven't had a conversation for a while. Hope you had great holidays with your family.
I did. Happy New Year, everyone. It was a wonderful holiday.
Yeah, now we're going to get a little break from the cold, but having outdoor dogs is a question that Andrea from Moon Township asks first. Cold weather makes it tough to bathe our outdoor dogs. How often do you recommend giving our dogs winter baths?
Winter baths. Well, I would always give them indoors. I think that's what she's asking. But healthy dogs every 4 to 8 weeks is fine. And if they're dirty, you can wipe them down sooner. Certainly give a bath sooner. But some dogs like mine like to go out and roll around in every piece of dirt they see. So it's or deer excrement,
cocoa puffs.
Whatever. But yeah, if you do that once every 8 weeks, every couple months, that should be fantastic for any pet. And I would do it indoors, make sure they're thoroughly dry before they go back out, and you won't have any problems.
Dr. Mike, Nathan McCandless has a timely question. We've had reports in the last week about flu cases surging, and so he's been hearing about pet flu going around, and he wants to know if they should get their dogs a flu vaccine, even if they stay at home in the winter.
I do not recommend the flu vaccine, and there aren't many cases of flu going out. So dog influenza, they do not get it from people. So there might be flu going around in people, but dogs don't get it from us. They have their own strain of canine influenza. And in our area, the Pittsburgh area, I actually did this research for a podcast I was doing. There's only one case in about 213,000 dogs in the Pittsburgh area. And nationally, it's about one case in 90,000 dogs. So it doesn't even make sense. The vaccine doesn't prevent infection. It does not guarantee protection. It's just not a very effective vaccine. And if we do get some influenza drift, we always get new strains, the vaccines that we have today probably don't work tomorrow. So I don't recommend them. I don't think they're effective. And certainly I'll change my advice if something changes in the environment. But right now we don't even recommend canine influenza. And I know there's some boarding kennels that require it. And I would say ask your veterinarian to write a letter saying that you'll take the risk because it's not necessary.
All right. From Sarah in Upper St. Clair, our dog tends to eat snow on walks. It looks harmless, but could it cause any health issues?
Yeah. So, a large amount of snow near roads and driveways can certainly cause upset and expose dogs to, salt and chemicals or debris. So I would limit snow snacking, especially in those areas, but a little bit. A few bites of clean snow are usually harmless, and my dogs do it all the time, and I haven't had any problems with it. But I always tell them, make sure that snow's clean.
yeah, that's the old Frank Zappa song.
Dr. Mike, in a related question to that, for those who like to take their dogs on winter walks, do you recommend anything to apply to their pads on their paws to help protect them?
Well, if some dogs are really good with that. You can put little booties on them, and they're fantastic, and other dogs can't stand them. And so I always say, whatever you do, you can put some balm on their paws if you'd like. What I do, it's easier. It's just when they come in, I wipe them down with a warm, damp cloth and wipe them off. You can even swish their feet in some warm water if you want and then dry them off. But it's worth it if you're walking on the walks because there's a lot of chemicals down. And even the ones that say they're pet safe, if they're licking their paws to clean them off because it irritates them a little bit, it can cause problems internally. So I recommend wiping them down. Or if they wear booties, that's fantastic.
talking to Marty Griffin yesterday, Doc. He unfortunately lost his sister over the holidays to cancer, and he showed me a picture of Barb's dog staring out the window, and he said, hey, ask Dr. Mike, do pets sense that loss too?
Oh, I think they absolutely do. There were papers written on this where the researchers said that they did not. And every veterinarian that you ask will not agree with that. We don't agree with that. We believe that they feel loss. We've certainly seen it when they've lost another pet in the household. Not every dog, not every cat, but we've all seen it. So I think absolutely.
I saw a video, and I was telling Marty this, of a service dog who I guess served overseas, and the soldier that was killed when he was by the casket, the German Shepherd would not leave, and actually put its paw on the cat. It just rips at your heart, but you would think there's some bond there that's real.
Yeah, it just goes to show you what I just said is true, and I've seen that same video, and I've seen several like that. And it's just very, very strong bond, you know, not only that we have with the dogs, but I'm sure some of these dogs have it with us as well. I wonder about one of my dogs, but the other one would miss me.
Well, they always give you, especially dogs, not cats, but the dogs, they give you that look like, hey, man, I love you. Can I eat?
Yeah, exactly. You have some in your pocket?
Hey, Dr. Mike, as long as we're around the first of the year now and starting a new one, do you have any advice for pet owners getting started for this year?
Yeah, I like that. That's a great question. You know, time of year, we always talk about resolutions and the like. I just tell people the best gift we can give to our pets is our time. And, you know, just make it a resolution that you're going to spend more time with your cat, with your dog, mental stimulation. If you have an indoor cat, you can get one of those lights or one of those fishing poles or whatever. Just spend time with them and pet them. And you know, that's what they want. That's what they crave. And if you do that, I think that's a fantastic resolution. There's not a better gift.
Yeah, I crave that too, Doc. But when I come home, when we had our dog, I would hear, oh, you're so beautiful. You're so soft. You're so wonderful. I said, I'm over here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
Anyway. Oh, man. I mean, I know the effect in my neighborhood. There are a lot of neighbors knew who Ginger was and didn't know my name.
Yeah. Well, isn't that great?
That's a whole nother chapter.
I'm guilty of that too, Paul.
All right, Doc.
I get guilty of that too. I go, hey, how's Willie doing? And they're going, hey, Doc, you remember my name?
That's hilarious.
Yeah, it's like, oh, you got me.
Well, I appreciate you. We'll talk to you next Thursday. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Take care.
Dr. Mike Hutchinson, reach out at animalgeneral.net. He's got a great set of podcasts, tons of information, and we have a link at kdkradio.com.